Two Kinds of Visits, Chapter 62. No, no, go away. Go away with your children. Our master has other things to do. He is too busy to concern himself with your little ones. What do you think? With a disturbed look on their faces, the disciples tried to drive away some women. What do these women want? The Lord Jesus once again had preached and probably had performed some miracles. The Jewish mothers of this place would like the great prophet of Nazareth to bless their small children. Jesus must lay his hands upon them and pronounce a blessing upon them. These women want this because they have respect in their hearts for this prophet. They push forward and try to lay their darling little ones at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Seeing this, the disciples are offended and try to prevent this. Such whimpering! These mothers have no business here. Let them remain at home with their children. These little babes do not understand anything of what is going on. Only a moment ago, the Lord Jesus was involved in conversation with a few Pharisees who tried to ensnare him, and now this too? No, go away, return home with your children. With gruff, unfriendly voices, the disciples tried to hold these women at a distance. A resentful look covers their faces. No doubt a look of disappointment comes upon the faces of these mothers. They had earnestly hoped Jesus would bless their children, but now they cannot come near Jesus because the angry disciples hold them back. However, the Lord Jesus sees this, and an indignant expression comes upon his face. We read in Mark 10, Jesus was much displeased with his disciples. Must these little children be pushed away? Can it be possible they are not included? He motions kindly to the mothers to come to him. Suffer the little children to come to me, he says reproachfully and reprimandingly to his disciples, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. With shame, the disciples step aside. With happy faces and sparkling eyes, the mothers come quickly. They lay their children at the feet of the Lord Jesus or hold their little ones before him. And what does the Savior do? Oh, just look. He puts his arms around these little ones and presses them to him. The great Savior does not push them away. Oh no, he invites them. Afterwards, he stretches his hands over them and blesses them. Jesus turns to the older people and says, "Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." There also is a lesson in this history for you, boys and girls. By baptism you are separated from the heathen children. You live under the preaching of God's word, and God's servants tell you Sunday after Sunday it is still possible to be converted. This possibility has not yet been taken away from you. Alas, often elderly persons become hard, cold, and without feeling. A child will sometimes be impressed. A child has more impressions of death and eternity than older people. Adults have become accustomed to the serious preaching. For this reason, the Lord Jesus says, "For of such is the kingdom of heaven." A child cannot help himself. He must be helped. A child does not take care of himself. He is taken care of. A child depends entirely upon his mother. A child gives himself over completely to his mother. A child feels contented and happy when he is with his mother. He feels safe with her. How is it with you? Do you need God for everything? Do you expect everything from the Lord? Do you feel the need of the Lord's deliverance because you cannot deliver yourself? Do you need the Lord the same as a little child needs his mother? Oh yes, it should be so, but alas, it is not so. By nature, we have no need of God. By nature, enmity against God lies in everyone's heart. Oh, ask the Lord if he by grace will teach you to seek him. How happy you would be if you would find him. You need not think I am too young. The Lord will not hear me. This is not true. The devil makes you believe it. Doesn't the Lord Jesus say, suffer the little children to come to me? You can and may pray for mercy. No matter how small or how young you may be, you should ask the Lord for a new heart. The Lord invites you to come to him, for he only is the mighty one who is able to make your dead heart alive. No one but God can do that. And remember this well, most of the people who are converted to and by God in their youth. Oh, do not wait until later, because you do not know if later will ever come. And if you may grow old, most always the heart is hardened. Jesus does not say, let the old people come to me. But let the little children come to me. Of course, sometimes old people are converted, but very seldom. The mothers and their children have departed. The Lord Jesus also walks away from this place with his disciples. But look, a young man comes to him. When he is near Jesus, he falls upon his knees before him. Why does he do this? Could it be one is lying seriously ill at his home and he is asking the Lord to go with him? Is he crippled or wretched and does he earnestly ask for a cure? Oh no, these are not the reasons. What does he want? Listen to what he says. Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? What does this young man mean? He wants to merit salvation and heaven. He thinks he is able to do so. Now he comes to Jesus. Why? Does he believe the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior? Indeed not. He sees nothing but an ordinary man in the Messiah. Oh yes, the Lord is a prophet, a teacher, but no more. And now he comes for advice. He thinks Jesus is some sort of a Pharisee, and he hopes Jesus can mention a few more commandments which he still can perform. For this reason he asks this question. See him lying there upon his knees before Jesus, waiting for an answer. The voice of the Savior rings out seriously. Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. This young man thinks Jesus is an especially good person. He sees no more than that in Jesus. This is a great mistake because the Lord is also God. Therefore, Jesus answers him in this way. No doubt this young man looked at Jesus with astonishment when given this answer. He did not expect such an answer. Calmly, the Lord Jesus continues, if you want to merit glory yourself, and enter into heaven, then you must keep the commandments. It is as though the Lord Jesus says, do everything God commands in his laws. Directly, the young man asks, which? He means, which laws must I keep? Then the Lord Jesus mentions a few commandments. Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This young man listens sharply to what this teacher says. When the Lord is finished speaking, the young man smiles happily and proudly. He has done all the Lord has mentioned. He is no murderer. He is not a bad youth. He is no thief. He is no slanderer or liar. He loves his parents, and he also has regard for another person. Therefore he answers instantly, Master, I have observed all these commandments which thou hast just mentioned, not for a few weeks or a few months, but for years, even from my youth. And, really, boys and girls, this youth was an example for others. Therefore, even though he was so young, he already was a ruler. He lived respectfully and did no harmful wicked deeds. Most of you are not able to say that, are you? Lord, asks the youth, what lack I yet? The Lord Jesus looks seriously at this youth for a moment. Read what Mark writes. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. This means the Lord had regard or esteem for him. As a person, this young man lived blamelessly. But he forgot one thing. He forgot that with all his piety, he remained a sinner before God. For there is no one who can live without sin. Jesus wanted him to feel this. This young man looks at Jesus and is filled with expectation. Jesus says, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and distribute it among the poor, and come back and follow me. And does the youth do this? Does he hurry to fulfill this command? Alas, no. Look at him. He became sad. A sorrowful expression comes upon his face. Why? This youth was rich, very rich. What? Must he sell everything and afterwards live in poverty? No, no, he cannot do that. He will not do it. Oh, why did the Lord demand such a thing? It is too hard for him to do. He thought more of his money than of the Lord Jesus. Behold, with bowed head he turned about and went away. Nowhere do we read that he ever returned. It is possible he left the Lord Jesus for good. The Lord Jesus says to his disciples, it is difficult for rich people to love God above everything. He means the rich do not want to do without their possessions. Their money is worth more to them than God. But was it the Lord's real demand for this young man to sell all his belongings? Why, no. Jesus would prove him. Jesus wanted to see if he really loved God more than all his wealth. Do you still remember that God commanded Abraham to offer his son Isaac? Yes, you do, don't you? Abraham obeyed. Abraham went on the way and bound his only son upon the altar. He took the knife and really would have slain Isaac. He already performed it in his heart, but his hand still had to do it. So Abraham really obeyed God's command. Why? Because Abraham had received a new heart. Because Abraham loved God above all else. God's favor was worth more to him than his only son. This youth did not obey Christ. Why not? Because this young man did not possess grace. Even with all his good works, he still had his sinful heart. He wanted to merit heaven himself. He had no need of the Savior. Abraham believed God was mighty and able to raise Isaac from the dead. This youth missed the true saving faith. He was and remained an unconverted youth. For this reason, he went away sorrowful. This young man thought he possessed everything necessary for eternity. And now it was the Lord's purpose to let him feel he still missed everything. This youth had to learn to plead for mercy. He thought he was rich, but with all his worldly wealth, he was unspeakably poor, spiritually poor. He had need of a Savior who could make him rich in God. The fact that he lived respectfully was good, but thinking he could merit heaven thereby was wrong. O children, it is your duty to walk according to the commands of the Lord. You are obligated to live as this young man did. But, it is not enough for eternity. We no longer can merit heaven. However, happily, it is not necessary. Jesus went into death. He offered his body upon the accursed cross. He suffered the terrors of hell in his soul. He bore the wrath of God against sin, whereby he purchased freedom from eternal destruction for his people. He merited salvation for all his people. Is he your Savior too? This would be the greatest blessing obtainable.